Kicking off hour number two, it's Three and Out in the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville, Houston Crest, Adam Hickman, intern Brett with you. Missouri has named a starting quarterback. Do we know anything about Brady Cook?
He had some good throws in that spring game I watched.
You what?
You don't remember me talking about it?
You watched the Missouri spring game?
Yeah, like I was playing pool one night and the rerun was on. And
you didn't change the channel to anything else?
Yeah, there was nothing better on, so I just kept it on. He had some good deep balls.
Last year, Cook was 47 of 59, 350 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. 8 days into Missouri's fall camp, Eli Drinkwitz has seen enough, tags Brady Cook as the starting quarterback for the Tigers. Did he see any action against us?
No.
None?
Do not think so.
So we have not seen this guy. What does Eli Drinkwitz have to do to make sure he's not on the hot seat by the end of this year?
Get to a bowl game.
You think if he gets to a bowl, he's safe?
Probably.
Is that just because it's Missouri?
Yeah,
and
it's Missouri. Nobody cares.
Do you think he makes a bowl game? Their defense was among the worst in the country.
Did they make one last year?
I don't know. Actually, I think they did. I don't think they won it.
He got hot late.
Did he, or did the schedule just get a lot easier? You a big Eli Drinkwitz guy?
I like him. Let's see. Yeah, he went 6-7 last year.
Who'd they play in the bowl game?
That's about to pull that stuff up right now.
Take your time.
Yeah, Bezalik played the whole game versus us.
He played the whole game?
Yep. He was 27 and 44.
And he transferred to Indiana, did he not?
I think so.
27 of 34?
44.
44, okay.
Two picks, no touchdowns.
Yeah, not a very good outing for him.
Yeah, he is at Indiana now.
What are you Googling that on, a potato?
I'm on footballreference.com looking at his coaching record.
Yeah, but you don't know who they played in the bowl game?
I'm getting there.
Who they lost to in the bowl game? Any worry about Missouri at
no.
all?
No.
Let's see. Yeah, that's right. They lost the Army.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they lose on a last-second field goal?
It was 24-22.
I think that's right.
And let's see. Just running down their schedule.
Did Cook play in that game? Did he start the bowl game?
I don't think so.
You're looking at it. What do you mean you don't think so?
That's not how the website works, man. So, they lost to Arkansas, 34-17, final week of the season.
Yep.
Beat Florida by a point. Beat South Carolina by a field goal. Lost 43-6 to Georgia. Squeaked one out against Vandy. They played A&M decent, 35-14. Beat North Texas by a touchdown.
Barn burner.
Lost to us in Boston College in back-to-back weeks. Southeast Missouri
State. They lost to Boston College last year?
Yes, by a touchdown. What a woof. Weird team.
What was their SEC record?
SEC, let's see. Looks like they went 0-1, 0-2, 0-3.
They beat Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and Florida.
Yeah, so 0-3. 3-5.
Beat Florida in overtime. That was the game Dan Mullen is grinning like a like the Joker as he's losing the game and knowing he's about to get fired. It looks like Cook did start the bowl game. He had 238 yards passing in the loss.
He's not bad.
He was 27 of 34, 238 yards and a touchdown. How did they lose this game? I mean, Army wasn't bad last
triple
year.
Option.
They went 9-4. Triple option, but he had a month to prepare for it. That's when you want to – that really, you want to play him game one or the bowl game.
We had a offseason to prepare for Georgia Tech, and it still almost got us.
Yeah, but that's because Butch Jones played – he outsmarted himself and had his defensive line play a yard off the ball to avoid the cut block. Is that still the record for most rushing yards given up in a game at Tennessee?
Probably. It has to.
That adds up. You can always count on Butch Jones to be on the wrong side of records. Big fan. Do we want to get into some NFL? Have we neglected the NFL long enough? Because there's really not that much else in the SEC. There's some 25 burning questions about college football on Saturday Down South I was looking at earlier. Some of them are pretty interesting. We might get into that later.
Yeah.
But the NFL is really ramping up this week.
I know UT basketball, I don't know if they announced their non-conference schedule officially yesterday as well.
But we knew all the big matchups, right?
They didn't, yeah.
There's nothing added that...
No, I don't think so.
It's all the preseason games, the kind of exhibition-type games, and then...
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, we can go to the NFL.
Yeah, we can give our power rankings.
You want to power rank all 32?
Yours ends at one.
Yeah, it does. That's all I need.
Yeah, it's one team, a huge gap, and then everybody else.
We could power rank our top five.
I'd have to think about that. I mean, I would have the Rams up there, but I'm a little
concerned with
Matthew Stafford right now.
Yeah. But I feel like they added to a team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's a weird injury that he's dealing with. I mean, arm soreness and the elbow. They've brought in pitching coaches to look at it.
Afraid it's Tommy John or something?
I don't know what they think it is. McVay didn't seem worried about it, but I don't know how you couldn't be if...
It's a weird injury.
Is it even technically an injury, or is it just soreness?
I don't know.
Seems like maybe he tweaked something. I mean, obviously, this time of year, they're throwing, I don't even know, hundreds of balls a day. So,
well, you even think like the Staffords of the world are? Like, being an older guy, you think he's out there slinging it?
How old is he?
I mean, he's got to be mid-30s, right?
Well, is he 35?
I mean, how long was he in Detroit?
Has Brady ever dealt with arm soreness, Hickman?
No.
Never, not once?
He's 34.
Brady's 44?
45,
Stafford's,
I think.
34, 45. It's Brady.
Arm soreness. What are they doing out there? I did see where McVay signed an extension.
Not a surprise.
Which people thought he was leaving there a while back.
Dude, that was such a con. I'm so over. Yes, it was. That was such a con story. Oh, I'm going to go into the boot. He just won a Super Bowl.
He has probably the best job.
Yeah, is he still the youngest coach in the NFL?
If not, he's
close. And now he's saying, oh, I just won a Super Bowl. You're going to ride off into the sunset at 30, what is he, like 35, 36?
I would say he's younger than Stafford.
He might be. He really might be. But, I mean, you actually think, Hickman, that he gave retirement from coaching an actual thought after winning the Super Bowl?
Maybe.
What year was that for him at?
Sean McVay is 2 years older than Stafford.
Okay.
Is he 36?
Yeah, he's been in the...
Yeah.
This is going to be his what?
This is fourth year, I think, right?
I've had coaching, yeah. I don't know.
You don't actually think... that was a contract ploy from... It's the same thing Aaron Donald did. It's just going around out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm going to retire if we win this game. Oh, here's a bunch of extra money.
Just okay,
I guess I'll stay.
Just an idea for later. Top five power rankings for NFL teams. Give a dark horse Super Bowl champion.
Dark horse champion.
And the MVP pick.
You're not going to like my MVP pick. Because it's not going to be Tom Brady.
Well, you're going to be wrong, but whatever.
I don't know who it's going to be, but it's not going to be Tom Brady. You have a guarantee from me that it will not be Tom Brady.
That'll be something fun we can discuss later.
Sorry, what would...
So, top five power rankings.
That's four.
Top five power rankings.
There you go. Fingers are important.
Dark horse Super Bowl.
He was doing
champ.
His top five because we know who won.
Yeah, he's only got four teams left because we know who his number one is.
Yeah.
Dark horse Super Bowl champ and an MVP pick.
Top five MVP pick and dark horse Super Bowl pick.
Yep.
Okay. During the next break, I will absolutely do that. First, let's get to DR Vol on the hotlines. DR, good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Since we're in NFL, I guess we saw who's going to be playing at the end of this week for the Arizona Cardinals.
I was saving it, man. That's a
big talking point.
the gift that keeps on giving. Cliff Kingsbury says, obviously, it's preseason. He's not going to get Kyler Murray out there. Colt McCoy is dealing with, well, I think that was arm soreness too, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
A lot of arm soreness going on. No, Murray was hurt, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like a calf or something?
He also had COVID, right?
Oh,
really?
I read that he has a sore wrist.
That's what it was, a wrist. And everyone said it was because it was double XP week on Call of Duty this week.
Colt McCoy is dealing with a tired arm.
Tired arm, yeah, that's what I thought.
Writing all those notes.
It will be Jarrett Garantano and Hickman's boy Trace McSorley splitting
reps. What a battle.
Splitting reps for the Arizona Cardinals. They play Friday night, I believe it's 8 o'clock, versus the Bengals. DR, I know where you stand on Jarrett Garantano, but this will be must-watch TV, if we can find it.
Houston, I will buy whatever package necessary to watch this.
I hope you're not kidding, because I'm not kidding. I have to see this.
I'm not kidding either. I'm with you, man. It's like a train wreck. I've got to watch. But we all know how this is going to go. He's going to look good, and he's going to make the team. And every time you say Jarrett Garantano, I'm like that gif of the dog looking through the through space, and you know there's bombs bursting in the air. But for me, it's the QB sneak and the Kentucky game 2020. I mean, how Tennessee is it going to be that he's going to be a 10-year NFL vet?
Good for him if he does. I tuned in to it was game one for Washington State. I don't think he started, but he got brought in. They were playing Washington, maybe. No, it couldn't have been.
That's the last week of the season,
right? It was week one. Who'd they play in week one this past year?
Somebody bad.
Yeah, they lost. They weren't supposed to lose, but they ended up losing the game because Jarrett Garantano got in. He threw a couple of nice passes early. Then he got he held the ball too long, stunner, and got hit for a safety. And as he got up, he had a little limp, and he said the knee was hurting him. And then I don't think I honestly don't know if he played again the rest of the season. This was Pac-12 after dark. I stayed up very late to watch this game. He finally gets in the second quarter, gets tackled for the safety, and I don't know if he played another down the rest of the season.
It's because he was holding out for the NFL draft.
Yeah, he was sitting out. He didn't want to get hurt, you know, before the draft. Oh yeah, that's right. He didn't get drafted, but you know, just in case.
That's what I did as a fan. His last year here, I sat out. You know, we always talk about the players that weren't utilized here, but what about the ones? This is what's more frustrating me that sucked here and they make it in the NFL. I always think of Dan McCullers. You remember how overhyped he was, and maybe he had the ability, he just didn't have the want to here. And then he goes Steelers, and what? He lasted there 7-8 years.
Yeah, he was with the Steelers for a long time. I mean, he was a starter. He played a bunch.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he was just completely out of shape when he was here, because what was he like 6'7", 360 or something, 380? I mean, he was a giant.
Is that more frustrating y'all than like the Kamara thing?
No, Kamara's much more frustrating. When the coach is making the decision to not play – because I don't know if you know this, DR, the reason he didn't play Kamara as much as he should have was he thought Jalen Hurd was going pro. That's on Butch Jones, because he kind of ran Jalen Hurd off by telling him he was going to get to run out of the I formation and then never actually doing it. But he tried to kind of save Kamara so that Kamara would come back for one more year and you wouldn't be left with John Kelly, who ended up being pretty good in 2017. But that was all Butch Jones trying to manipulate Alvin Kamara into coming back for his, I guess at that point, it would have been his senior season. Like, Butch Jones did that and blew it all up anyway, trying to save the roster for next year. I mean, Butch Jones was the king of that, was trying to, oh, but next year we're going to save this guy. And he tried to redshirt Josh Dobbs like 2 years in a row. The guy's a moron.
Yeah, I guess I see your point. I guess it's very disheartening is a better word to say when you see these guys like McCullers do nothing for us and get to the NFL for 10 years.
Thankfully,
I'm into Kamara. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, thankfully, though, DR, with Kamara, he was both. We didn't use him right here, and he's a stud in the pros, so he's the double whammy there.
So sad.
That's right. When you get kicked once and they miss, you go ahead and get kicked again, hit them both. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I got you. All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to call in on this happy What Are We Doing Wednesday. You have a good day.
Roundtable Wednesday. What are we doing Wednesday? The JG experience for the Cardinals. I don't know if he starts. I guess it'll be McSorley. He has a little more experience. He may get the start, but it sounds like they're going to rotate these guys early and often.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he made a roster, to be honest.
I remember he got picked up by Arizona, but I cannot.
I mean, I'm shocked.
I mean, there's
he was horrible.
I don't think he starts, but there's a chance he starts a preseason game for the Arizona
Cardinals. What is that saying?
That they don't have a lot of depth at quarterback.
How does Colt McCoy have a tired arm anyway, by the way?
I mean, it's going around.
Like,
he's
crazy.
A backup quarterback to a top 10 quarterback in the league, man. Like,
what's he over there writing notes? His arm got tired? Writing those backup quarterback checks, I guess, too.
No, Kyler Murray was holding out for a contract deal. He was probably the only guy that could at a, you know, when they did meetings with the receivers, just to throw around and get timing down.
I mean, JJ's probably going to walk out there as a starter on Friday night. It's going to be wild.
I have to watch it.
250 yards, 75% completion percentage.
I don't know what's more, I don't know what's more likely, that he goes out there and throws three picks, or that he throws three touchdowns and goes like 21 of 22. I have no idea.
All I know
was it Missouri or South Carolina when he threw for 400?
It was Missouri. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be one extreme or the other.
Which one is more likely?
Probably an absolute colossal train wreck.
You think so? I don't know.
Will he be going against a first team defense out there?
No.
Maybe a couple
guys, yeah.
I don't even know who they play. I mean, not that it really matters.
Football's back, though. So
football is back. But that was JG's thing. He was always really good in practice when he couldn't get hit. I mean, you get hit in the preseason. So I'm leaning towards a colossal meltdown, but we'll see.
Do you remember that game?
In
the swamp.
Yes.
It's the year we got our ass kicked. He overthrew Dominic Wood Anderson. That play sticks out. But there was a play. It was like 3rd and 9. We're backed up on the goal line almost. And JG, he gets obliterated on the throw. But, I mean, there's no way he processed it. He just had to probably see somebody and fling the ball. But it was one of the best passes I've ever seen in my life.
What was it? Out route? Deep ball?
Out route.
Is that the one to Callaway where he caught it as the defender went by and Callaway didn't even realize he had caught it and then turns up field and runs a little bit?
I mean, you just talk about just an absolute rifle on point. Just and then
that's his nickname.
I think it's the same drive. Three plays
it was his
later,
nickname,
just
wasn't
over,
it?
Overthrows a touchdown.
That's what they called him, JG the Rifle. My favorite play of his was Florida in Pruitt's first year up here where he takes off scrambling and dives like 18 feet in the air, but he's 3 yards short of the sticks. Do you remember that one? Where he's booking it up the right sideline, he thinks he's going to get the first down, and he dives as far as a football player has ever dove on the field. I mean, he looks like Superman flying through the air. It's 3rd and 5. He picked up 3 yards, but flew 20.
Yeah, when you're diving, you want to dive low, not high.
Or dive at the sticks, like try to get the first down. There was nobody around him. I don't know, man. Like that, so, he always wanted to play hero ball.
So I guess right before they came out with that tweet about them starting and all that Kyler Murray stuff, I guess one of the beat writers said, Andy Isabella just holding a nice deep ball for a TD from QB Garantano.
Oh, God.
An hour before this news came.
It's practice. He can't get hit.
Who is Andy Isabella? Oh, I thought that guy was the beat writer for a second.
No, he was where did he play college ball? He was really good in college. Wasn't he drafted by the Patriots, Hickman?
I don't think so. He's a good little deep ball threat.
He's a slot guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. We'll hit a quick break. Come back. Continue the NFL discussion.
Get your picks ready, boys.
I appreciate DR bringing up JG. I definitely wanted to touch on that today.
Isabella went to UMass.
UMass, that's right. I wanted to say Arizona, but I knew it was a small red school, so got that going for me. Oh, maybe that's why I thought he went to the Patriots, because he's a Boston guy. No wonder you like him so much. All right, we're going to do this, but just know that we're probably going to have to do it again because Nate's going to want to get in on this action. I'm not going to hold you to what you say today. I ask that you do the same for me, although you seem pretty locked in on your picks here. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go top 5 NFL teams, the power rankings. I'll be honest, I'm struggling with the order of my top 4, and I'm struggling with who I think is number 5. Because there are some teams with potential. Also, I'm assuming the Dark Horse team cannot be a team in your top 5.
No.
The Dark Horse for Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, Dark Horse, Super Bowl champ.
To win the whole thing.
Okay.
All right, Hickman, you'll go first, then Brett, then me.
Number 5, I have the Packers.
Packers at 5, okay.
Some question marks at receiver, but Aaron Rodgers, as much as I hate on the guy,
You do hate on him quite a bit.
As much as I hate on him, he is a top 5 quarterback in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are 4 better, but he's a top 5 quarterback. He'll figure it out. Brett?
Are we keeping notes on this?
Yeah, keep notes. Since you love taking notes.
My 5th is the Broncos.
Oh.
I know they just had that big injury with Tim Patrick, but their defense is really good. They added a stud quarterback. Their division's tough now, I will say that. But, you know, I like Russell Wilson. Big fan.
I almost, they're probably six or seven for me. I almost slid them in, but I couldn't do it.
Both of those teams are in my, I have four teams that I'm trying to fit into fifth place. I think I'm going to go Chargers at five. Ooh. I like Justin Herbert. I think they've got a lot of talent. Everyone's calling for Josh Palmer to have the breakout season at receiver for the Chargers. They're already, I don't want to say necessarily loaded. They did lose Robert Woods, but I still think they're going to be very good. I think Herbert's really good. I also think that, oh, God, why can I not remember? Was it their coach's name?
Who, Chargers? Oh,
He made a lot of mistakes last year going for it on fourth down.
He did.
He played the analytics game kind of the modern way, and it bit him a couple times, but I actually like that. I think he'll learn a little bit. I don't think he'll be quite as aggressive, but I like a coach who plays the numbers. Last year it didn't work out for him as much. I really like the Chargers. I'm going to stick the Chargers at five.
All right. Four for me, the Chargers. Mm. They're absolutely loaded with offensive weapons. You got Palmer, like we mentioned, Tennessee kid, breakout season maybe. Keenan Allen, Mr. Consistency. Mike Williams, deep ball threat. Austin Eckler, top three running back in the NFL. And Justin Herbert.
Top three, wow.
Justin Herbert.
Future, he said that because MVP. He drafted him on his fantasy team. I don't know if I'd call him a top three running back in the NFL. He's good, but he's very versatile. I don't know if he's a top
stat
three
monster.
I don't know. I don't disagree. I'm just saying I don't know. Like, I feel like time's got to catch up with Austin Eckler at some point.
My turn. Yeah. Four, I have the Packers. Pretty much same reasons Hickman gave. Actually, it's just one reason, Aaron Rodgers.
I do not have the Packers in my top five.
Okay. I understand that.
And it's not because I don't think they're going to be good. I just think they're going to really miss Davante Adams. I mean, that was a – and, I mean, to Hickman's point, I know you hate on Aaron Rodgers all the time, but in the playoffs lately, especially in kind of got-to-have-it games, he's not been very good. And now to lose his best receiver, because it's going to be, what, Alan Lazard?
Yes.
As their number one guy. Who did they draft in the first round?
Oh.
They didn't get a receiver, right? They got one later.
I know they got a receiver. I just can't remember his name. Yeah, I'd have to look him up.
I was
Who was your fourth?
I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Okay.
Now, the question is, can they avoid the Super Bowl hangover for the losing team, which has been, I don't want to say as consistent as the Madden curse, but typically you lose the Super Bowl, there is a hangover year. I just think a lot of times it's teams that haven't been to a Super Bowl. They've got a veteran quarterback. They've got Joe Burrow, who just had an appendectomy, by the way. I don't even think he's back at practice yet. But a lot of young talent for the Bengals. I think they're going to score a lot of points. I think their defense will be a little bit improved. And they were right there in the Super Bowl.
They improved their offensive line. I want to say they changed four of the five guys.
The
Titans absolutely smoked them.
That was the one thing that, well, they have eight sacks?
Eight or nine sacks.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe they won that game.
If you can protect Joe Burrow, he's going to absolutely carve. So yeah. I like the Bengals at four.
Okay.
Number three for me, the Rams. Need I say more? Matthew Stafford, defending Super Bowl champs. Great young coach. A lot of talent on defense and offense. And Cooper Kupp. I mean, Cooper Kupp specifically. Guys, the guy's elite.
He's unreal. The Stafford injury, though.
Maybe something to keep an eye on.
Could linger. I don't know. Could linger.
Three for me is the Bucks. Pains me to say it, but I'm trying to, unfortunately, pick the best teams. I can't stand Tom Brady. Never have, never will.
Sucks for you.
He's much more likable since he's been at Tampa Bay.
Well, he is, but so.
I also, Hickman, have the Bucks at three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're going to be in the hunt and in the mix. They were right there with the Rams last year in Tampa Bay. Took a hell of a play by Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford.
That's why you don't put a linebacker on the best receiver in the league.
But that's the beauty of what they do with him. They move him around so much, sometimes they can just get those mismatches. I think McVay's really good at that. That said, they add Julio Jones. They obviously bring back Evans.
Godwin will be back at some point.
Is he healthy?
He's actually progressing pretty well.
Okay, good. I like Godwin. I think they're going to have a chance. You wonder, and I'm not saying this to knock Brady, but he is 45. You wonder if maybe midway through the season he doesn't. It's got to happen sometime.
Their defense wasn't as good the year they won the Super Bowl. They took a step back last year. What are they going to do this year?
They were also incredibly injured last
they
year.
They were.
They're pretty
healthy
this year.
All right, Hitman, number
two.
Two.
the Bucks, Tom Brady. What? Okay. Greatest quarterback of all time. He will never be topped.
Oh, man, me and Hickman are going to share a number one.
Offensive weapons, left and right. I mean, Julio Jones, Godwin, Evans, when they're healthy, they're going to be scary on offense. They're probably going to score close to 40 points a game.
Okay, come
Brady's on. Probably going to throw for 4,200 yards, 40 touchdowns. I mean,
45 of those yards will be in the air.
You realize his first year in Tampa Bay, maybe last year too, he led the NFL in deep ball completions, but whatever.
Okay.
My number two is the Bills.
Number two, huh?
Yep. I mean, they're just loaded. Josh Allen, I mean, I've never seen a quarterback more impressive than a loss to Mahomes last year in Kansas City. I mean, they stocked up on defense again. I don't know. Just like Josh Allen, big fan.
I got the Rams at two.
Rams at two.
I'm a little worried about Stafford's injury if that's something that lingers, but they got Aaron Donald, who is unblockable. They got talent all over the field. And do I think they can win it again? Obviously, it's very, very tough to repeat. I don't think they were a once-in-a-lifetime team. They got very hot at the end. They got hot at the right time. But I still think, I mean, you got to give the defending champ their respect.
Number one.
Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Josh Allen, he's the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
What?
That defense is...
Do you disagree with that, or are you just surprised
Oh, no,
said
I'm just
it?
Surprised you said it.
Yeah.
That defense is insane.
I didn't think there was another name of a quarterback.
The offensive line's legit. Stephon Diggs is a stud. He's got some other nice weapons. Dawson Knox, hell of a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Great coaching, great fan base. It's Josh Allen's year.
I would love to see the Bills win it.
I got the Rams.
Rams at one.
I mean, both sides of the ball, they're the best team. They may bring Adele back. I mean, they got the best player in football, and Aaron Donald. Most dominant player in football, Aaron Donald. I mean, what's not the like? I mean, like you said, I mean, Stafford's got some arm issues possibly, but, I mean.
Who's their backup?
I don't know. His left arm? I don't know.
Yeah, can he throw lefty?
But, yeah, but Rams are number one for me. Yeah,
I got the Bills at one also.
Same, yeah.
I think if the overtime rules are what they are this year, last year, the Bills beat the Chiefs and probably win the Super Bowl.
I mean, Josh Allen's insane.
The last, was it like 7-8 minutes of regulation in that game in Kansas City? And then
that was one of the best games I've ever seen.
It was the best 15 to 20 minutes of game football I've ever seen.
It was poetry in motion.
It was amazing. Both
and
sides,
that's the reason why
sides.
They've changed the overtime rule, I think, a little bit in the NFL.
That's
because
I said,
he didn't
yeah.
get the ball back.
If they had this year's rule last year.
Who knows how long that game would have gone?
He's amazing.
Could have watched it all night.
Didn't they statistically have the best defense?
Who's that?
In the NFL? The
best
Bills last
secondary,
year?
I think. And they got torched.
I got them on fantasy this year, their defense.
I want to say they were the leading scoring defense
yeah,
in fantasy
were,
last year.
They were great.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the Bills.
Dark horse.
You going dark? Okay.
Yeah, we're going.
I'm going dark horse. For me, Las Vegas Raiders. People forget Derek Carr is 4 or 5 years removed from – I can't read that.
It says Raiders. I picked the Raiders also.
Oh, but yeah, Derek Carr is – 4 or 5 years removed from an MVP caliber season. Devontae Adams is a stud. Waller, a stud.
Waller's a stud.
Josh Jacobs is a solid running back.
What division are they in? How about the AFC West with your Chiefs?
You got Broncos,
yeah, AFC West.
Chiefs,
it's going to be tough to get to the Super Bowl when you don't make a playoffs.
That might be the best division in football.
Oh, it's
it
by
might,
far.
It might not even be close.
Derek Carr's the worst quarterback in that division.
Which is insane.
Yes.
Because Derek Carr has not been bad. But he's going to have to kind of get over the hump. And I agree, their schedule is going to be tough. You get all those teams twice. I'm wondering if Russell Wilson in Denver, if that's a quick pickup for him. A lot of people said, and they were, I was close to putting them as my dark horse Super Bowl contender.
Who was that?
Denver.
Denver, yeah.
They said if they had a quarterback last year, that might have been the best roster in the NFL to make a Super Bowl run. They just didn't have a quarterback.
Right.
And now they get Russell Wilson, which is, like, this is Elway trying to do it again, right? He went out and plucked Peyton, got to two Super Bowls, won one, and now he's trying to do it again with Russell Wilson. They've got talent all over the field. I think Denver's a good pick, but I also have the Raiders.
My sleeper is the Eagles.
They had
the best offseason in football.
They were on my
list,
too.
If they get any play from Jalen Hurts, They're in a weak division. NFC's far weaker than AFC.
Didn't they pick up another quarterback?
I have no idea. I think they're rolling with Hurts, at least to start. I'd have to look that one up. But, yeah, I got the Eagles. I mean, they added a couple of those Georgia stud defensive players, one at linebacker. I think Jordan Davis, was that the big D tackle they added as well from Georgia?
They got Carson Strong in the draft. They also have Gardner Minshew and some guy named Reed Sinnett.
And then, obviously, they got A.J. Brown from the Titans to go alongside Devontae Smith. You know, so, I don't know. I like what the Eagles have done. They get any play from Hurts, they're going to be tough.
They're deep in the backfield with some different guys. Kenneth Gainwell had a good year last year. They got Miles Sanders, Boston Scott.
They got weapons.
They got A.J. Brown now at receiver.
They got probably a top five offensive line. Yeah.
Jalen Reagor, he's been a bust, but he was
So now we have MVP picks.
Tom Brady.
Of course.
Of course.
He was robbed last year. He'll get it this year.
They don't like giving him the MVP. He's not.
I can't even write his name down. I hate writing.
Who do you have MVP pick?
Josh Allen.
Me too.
All right.
Josh Allen.
I wouldn't.
You can't sit there and say he's the best quarterback in the NFL and then pick Tom Brady.
The best quarterback in the NFL didn't win MVP last year.
We'll take a quick break. Come back. Hickman. Hickman trying to steal my mic during the break. That's
trying to get my headphones off of my mic.
Well, don't put them over there.
Tom Brady. He can't focus anymore.
Oh, he's all tore up. Straight back to the hotlines we go. We have Philly waiting. Philly, good morning, sir.
Good morning, John.
How are we doing?
Well, I guess things back to normal here about Tom Brady.
Yep. The earth has healed.
Oh, God.
Well, I hope he gets cremated this year. And there other guy in there thinks Philadelphia's going to win it with Jalen Hurts. He's living. That's about like the Titans went with Tannehill.
It was a dark horse pick. In fairness, that's not his Super Bowl pick. That's the horse. We had to pick a team not in our top five that could maybe make a run. They are talented everywhere else around them.
Yeah, yeah. But in the NFL, it all comes down to quarterback.
100%.
In some ways, that's why it is in college football now.
More so than it used to be. I mean, Alabama won some championships with basically game managers. They just had so much talent around them. But, yeah, I don't know if you can win that way
anymore. I mean, Georgia won it this year, but
that's a good point.
That's a generational defense.
I was going to say, like, that's basically the only way you can win it if you don't have a game breaker at quarterback. And Stetson Bennett actually was statistically really good. Same type thing. He was more of a game manager, but so much talent around him. And on an average game, they only needed to score, 20 to win?
Yeah.
Well, Georgia looked, they're a lot very similar to Tennessee's national championship way back in the day.
Yeah. They hit the big plays when they needed to and then just played suffocating defense. I think their offense was a little more balanced than Tennessee's, but they didn't have quite the game breakers. But I thought Bennett did a pretty good job, but that defense just, I mean, once they got locked in, they – statistically, were they better than that Bama defense in what year was that? Was that 2016 or 17?
I'd have to go back and look.
It was one of those. I mean,
they're both really good.
That Georgia defense last year, just based on the amount of guys that got drafted in the first round and drafted overall, it was absolutely sensational.
Yeah, well, it was a great defense. That 92 Alabama defense when they won the national championship. That's one of the best defenses I've ever seen. Also, so I mean, you can win with defense.
But yeah,
it's the offensive game now.
Yeah, if you don't have I'm talking like top 10 all-time defense, you better have a pretty damn good quarterback in the modern game.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it, like Michigan gets there and gets hosed, Cincinnati gets there, and I think Ritter was a pretty decent college quarterback, but that, I mean, you just can't compete without, I mean, if you're not an elite defensive team and you don't have great quarterback play, once you get, you know, against the top studs, you're just going to get rolled.
I heard Dev, you trashing you all yesterday about your basketball knowledge. So what's that all about?
I thought that was pretty fascinating. When Nate's in the room, I don't know if there's a more basketball knowledgeable show in this market. But that's cute that they would say that. That's fine.
Well, y'all kind of doing pretty good about Nate this week. Is I know Nate's the boss, but Debbie and him having a contest, how many days they can take off this year?
It's so funny. I miss like an hour of the show or miss a day, and I get reamed for it for about a week. Nate misses 3 days, and I don't think anybody's giving him a hard time at all. Thank you, Philly. Finally, somebody calling out the night. And then Hickman's going to miss Friday.
Really?
Yeah, me and Brett just marathon men in here.
Yep.
Doing it for the people. Speaking of basketball, Philly. Yeah.
Recruiting took
What are we doing?
Yeah, just waiting on Australia.
Hopefully.
I don't know who the other. I don't know who the other one would. They got two guards they're going after. You know what I'd do though? I'd be. I'd tell Vescovia and Triple J, and we'll give you a huge NIL deal to hang around there a year, because I don't think either one of them are going to the NBA.
That'd be nice if they could make that happen.
Do you think this has to do, Philly, with the fact that we put all of our eggs in one basket with Justin Edwards, and you spent so much time with him, you thought you were going to land him, and then all of a sudden, last minute, you lose him?
It does, but for production, they haven't got any guards because they do have pretty good guard-friendly offense.
I'm starting to get nervous because of what you're likely to lose this year, and right now your signing class looks to be one player. I mean, obviously they're going to find some guys, and you're still going to have the transfer portal, but considering how Rick Barnes has recruited the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, this is a little bit surprising and alarming, considering how many big names you've been in on. And losing, I mean, you lost two guys to Michigan State.
Two guys to Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, whatever. They're going to spend all their NIL money on basketball. We're spending, I'd say, most of it on football.
This is looking like one of those signature Rick Barnes, I don't give a damn classes, similar to the ones we had the year after Grant and Admiral left.
Well, he can't afford to do it, or him and Danny White will be increase the ticket prices, and they better hope Heupel and Rick Barnes are win, because they increase these ticket prices is, you know, you know what I mean? They might ain't got something on the one end on football here, but the football team falls flat on their face, they'll lose 20,000 season tickets.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice to break records and exceed goals, but you're right. I mean, if you fall on your face in football, it's much harder to get those people back, especially with the – I mean, I know some people's ticket prices went down, but if you were wanting new season tickets and you hadn't already had them, they went up.
Yeah, and a lot of people got rid of them and had them for years, and they've been who's a thick and fan of good and bad Tennessee football. They don't, you're not rewarded at all.
Yeah.
Just for all the new punks that are got a little bit of money, but they won't hang through these 30 or 40 years if Tennessee's not good. See
you, Billy. Appreciate the phone call. We'll hit our last break, come back, wrap up hour number two. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Final segment, hour number two. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Talked a little basketball recruiting with Philly there for a second. Things not exactly going to plan. I think that's safe to say for Rick Barnes and company. However, people are a lot higher on this year's team than I would have expected.
Oh, did you see where that one guy who makes brackets that
yes, that's actually exactly
a dumbass.
Joe Lunardi?
Yeah.
You think he's a dumbass?
I think he's a dumbass, yeah.
So do we agree with what he said then or no?
What did he say?
I actually agree with him. But
really?
It doesn't make up for the fact that he's just a ugly, bitter man who is out of shape. And
is this stemming from him saying Tennessee deserved to be left off the two line?
Yes.
After we won the SEC championship and Kentucky got a two?
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking, just making sure. Brett, he has Tennessee as a two seed. He's moved us up from a 3 to a 2. You know, the best way to help recruiting is to win, have a good season.
Absolutely.
It's weird that we win the SEC championship and recruiting is struggling a little bit, at least right now. It is early.
Let's see, two and seed.
We always see guys kind of reclassify, some new names emerge after senior seasons, junior seasons of guys that may reclassify. So,
right.
Again, I'm not pressing the panic button. But
now,
it's weird to be in the top three for so many guys, as good as you've been over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and to be kind of swinging and missing. But Joe Lunardi moves Tennessee up from the 3 to the 2. Hickman, you said it's Elite Eight or bust. According to Joe Lunardi, Tennessee should be an Elite Eight caliber team.
If we get to 2 seed, that means we should have a pretty straightforward path to the round of 32. After there, I don't know.
Obviously, this is completely meaningless. But right now, Tennessee has the 2 against 15 Vermont.
No. Stay away from them. No.
Who was it they had back in the day? Was it Coppenrath?
I don't know. Taylor Coppenrath. Scare me because I always have those one guys that can just straight shoot you out of the
always.
Gym.
They always have a 6'5 dude, white dude with long hair who's just like zip, zip, zip.
Yeah,
zip.
Well, like the guy that transferred to Carolina, like that long haired dude. He was
Brady Manick, yeah.
Yeah, he was at a small school and then Carolina goes.
He was at Oklahoma.
I guess, yeah.
We would face the winner of Iowa and UConn.
Nope.
So we're out on this, right?
Yeah, we're losing in the round of 32.
Coming out of the...
I don't mind it.
The other bracket in our region would be the winner of most likely Oregon and Texas. So you could
have
go,
a rematch.
You could go Vermont, UConn, Texas for your chance at an Elite Eight.
Texas and Tennessee in the tournament would be just the ultimate, like, you know, something's got to give. You got historical choker in March, Rick Barnes.
So does
okay,
that mean
you got
mean.
Historical choker Texas, who fired Rick Barnes for being a choker and thought they solved the problem, and they didn't. So something would happen.
Would that be to get to the Texas and who?
Oregon.
What seed are they?
They are the – 1 second, I just clicked off of it. Oregon,
two?
The 6, and Texas, the 3. Tennessee's the 2.
Okay, so you play the 15, then we would play the 7-10.
Yeah, that's UConn, yeah. Iowa. You get the winner. UConn's the 7.
I feel like
Iowa's
the UConn,
the
Iowa would scare me more than the Texas. So
UConn spanks us.
Well, we get Texas at home this year, right? So we'd at least have seen them first. Obviously, this is.
Rick Barnes does good against teams he's seen once.
Usually in the same season, but
yeah.
Having seen them the year before, it might not be that bad of a thing.
We play them this year, right?
Yeah,
here.
We host them.
Host them, yeah.
So playing them in the same season would be great for Rick Barnes.
I think we played back-to-back almost Arizona and Texas right in the same – or I know we play them both, but I don't know if we play them.
No, I think Texas is – isn't that the Big
12
challenge?
Is it before Christmas?
Where they break up the
SEC
schedule?
One of them's after Christmas, maybe one before. I can't remember which one.
Arizona's early.
Where do we play them at?
There.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah, we're screwed.
People said that last year, and we won the game.
I didn't.
People are loving us, man. Is Arizona where are they preseason? I don't even know. I don't remember you guys saying their name yesterday.
That's a really good question.
They lost their
Mathurin.
Killed us. Yeah.
Where did he end up going?
Like 7th overall.
Yeah, he was.
I can't remember where.
Maybe
he didn't go to Portland, did he?
I just don't remember you saying Arizona yesterday.
They have Arizona. Joe Lunardi has Arizona as a 5 seed.
So they're down a little bit.
Hickman, you still think we're toast going to Arizona?
Probably. Never overestimate Rick Barnes' ability to.
But that's a team he's seen once.
He's a good regular season guy.
Regular season Rick?
Yeah.
Got Barnes bashing Hickman?
Yeah. Leading the way.
Very sad. I'll admit, I don't know enough about this team. There's too many new pieces that I haven't seen play at a high level. I know Hickman said he's seen B.J. Edwards play. I'm very unfamiliar with a lot of the people you added. I mean, I can read their stats, and their stats are good. But a 2 seed? What were we preseason in that poll? Was it 12?
12, yeah.
12, according to the
ESPN.
That's
around a 2-3 seed, right?
3 seed, yeah.
This is just him, you know, sucking up.
Lunardi?
Yeah.
Oh, you think this is him trying to?
Probably.
I mean, it's August. Who cares? I mean, we have to talk about it because it's a sports-related topic, and, you know, it's just a slow Wednesday. But you think this is him trying to get back in the good graces of Tennessee
Probably.
Fans, putting us as a 2 seed in August?
Probably. I mean, hell, give us the 2 seed when we deserve it, like last season, not now when you've not seen us do crap, which nobody's done anything, obviously. But
yes,
like,
that's
still,
true.
Like, there are better teams, at least on paper, that deserve a 2 seed more than we do right now at this current time. But last year when we deserve it, you're going to leave us off the 2 seed line? Yeah, get out of here with that crap, Lunardi. Never take anything he does seriously ever again. Because conference tournament championships don't matter. That's stupid.
That's what he said?
It's asinine.
Matthew, hang on. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. Kickoff hour number 3 is 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio.